Community Matters, solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference.
Hey, it's Megan from The Morning Show on your encouraging WPER. Thank you for listening to another edition of Community Matters. This week, we're going to be talking about Celebrate Recovery, and specifically, we're going to be talking with Pam. She is with Fauquier Celebrate Recovery, just about the different things that this program offers, the way that they're involved in the community, how Pam herself got involved, and how you can find out more. So Pam, welcome to the show. Thank you for your time today. For those who are not aware of what Celebrate Recovery is, would you be able to share just a little bit about the organization?
Yeah, so Celebrate Recovery is a faith-based 12-step program for anyone struggling with hurts and habits and hardships. And it's for anyone and everyone that has issues regarding anger, addictions of any kind, loneliness. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Codependency, eating disorders, food addictions, love relationship issues, things like divorce and miscarriage. I mean, the list goes so long, and we all have issues that for years we lifted up the carpet, we sweep it underneath, and hope that it's not going to be a problem anymore, but in fact it still is. It's still there. We just never dealt with it, and it causes issues with other relationships and other areas of our life, and we just don't even realize it. So this is a forever family where you get together, in our case on Thursday nights, and love one another and encourage and support and uplift one another on your journey to recovery. And so it's not just for drugs and alcohol, it's for everyone who has issues in their life that just weigh them down and they don't know what to do about them. And so we're there for them. We're their forever family.
Perfect. Thank you. And my understanding is that Celebrate Recovery is nationwide. This is not restricted to any one area. Is that correct?
Correct. It's in 30,000 churches and institutions, prisons.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is your experience with Celebrate Recovery? How long have you been with it?
We started Celebrate Recovery. We're going into our eighth year. And it started as a result of our son, who through having a knee operation at age 14 and being prescribed heavy narcotics, and then 3 months later, his kneecap broke in half, and he was put on narcotics again, and it became a 15-year struggle with drugs. And so he said, he ended up being incarcerated, and he said, "Mom, you need to have a Celebrate Recovery in Warrenton." And so together with our church, we opened up the first Celebrate Recovery in Fauquier County, and it was to help not just him, but any and everyone who struggles in all areas of life. So that's kind of how it got started, out of need.
I think that it's beautiful. It's strange because I'm almost shocked that that was the first one in Fauquier County, in the whole county. Like, you would think that it would be much more prevalent. Have you seen it even grow over the years since you first started it?
You know, yes and no. In any recovery program, there are highs and lows. Mm-hmm. And so we've seen increase and then decrease and then increase and then decrease. And so, but we know that's just, as I said, it's just part of being in a recovery program. And so, yeah, so yes and no.
Beautiful.
And I think what it is getting the word out there.
Sure.
To find out, and I think that's why we need your help. Because there are a lot of folks behind closed doors now who are just really perishing with these terrible negative mindset, negative thoughts, and we want to reach those folks to say, hey, there's hope. Come on over here. Let us help you. Let us become your family, and together let's work on this. We are as sick as our secrets, and so we don't want to have secrets anymore. And when you get rid of all those secrets, you are liberated and free, and it's absolutely amazing.
I love that. And I think that I think that for, you know, for many, and obviously I'm making an assumption here or a leap, but I would imagine for many, there's a shame attached to admitting that there is a struggle going on. And so sort of getting past that first hurdle.
Absolutely.
It's going to be hard for a lot of people. But I love what you said about, you know, let us be your family. Let's go through this together. Yeah. So how do you see that play out in Celebrate Recovery? Where's that family atmosphere coming into play?
I think what has happened is many, many, many years ago, they used to have, what do they call them? On one night a week, men would get together and women would get together, and they would actually have sessions where you would kind of confess your sins. This was years ago. I mean, you know, like 50, 60 years ago. And what's happened now is there's no place in church, to my knowledge. Maybe I'm wrong in some churches, but there's no room in churches anymore for you to share stuff that you're really struggling with. And so this is a wonderful opportunity to become part of a group where you sit, ladies can confidentially in a safe place, and the men as well, separated, can come together and just open up just a teeny bit the first, you know, first week, first month. And it took me 5 months to open my mouth and finally start sharing stuff because I felt safe. And once you feel safe and you feel loved, just, I think what it comes down to is just let us love you for a while. And then when you feel confident and you feel like, hey, you know what, you really are my family, then you can start opening up a little at a time or as much as you want to in this safe, confidential environment. So that's kind of how it works out.
Now, Celebrate Recovery, usually you guys are, you know, meetings and churches and rooms and gathering in person. Has any of that changed for COVID? Do you have any different ways that you're gathering, that you're supporting one another?
We are using COVID protocol that the state of Virginia asks us to. And so we're very mindful. So we wear our masks and we social distance. But during the height of COVID, we attempted to do everything with Zoom, and not so much. and so you really need to be person to person. Mm-hmm. You need to have people in your life, not just on a screen.
Yeah.
So we didn't find that Zoom was effective for Celebrate Recovery at all.
Okay.
So others might do it and might work out wonderfully for them, but our particular group, that didn't work out well at all. So we put the protocols in place, and even as we're being served dinner, so dinner is at 6:30 and the meeting starts at 7, we have one lady who dishes everything out for us. So we're trying to be very mindful of that.
Perfect. I love how you touched on the fact that Celebrate Recovery is not just about one particular addiction, one particular struggle. Because I know that when I first heard about it, I always thought it was just for people who were struggling with alcoholism. And it's family members of mine who are going through it or who have gone through it because of divorces that they've been through, depression that they were struggling with. And so that really opened my eyes. So I guess I would love for you to, if you have any way to expand on that, anything more that you'd like to say, like, are you seeing a wide variety of people come through Celebrate Recovery?
Very much so. And they will touch on areas that they'll begin talking about, and it's like, oh my goodness, I have that going on in my life, and I didn't even, and so, you know, it kind of opens you up to, I need to work on that with the Lord's help. And to give you an idea, so Celebrate Recovery started, my son actually was the founder who, when he was in jail, I told you that he said, Mom, we need to have a Celebrate Recovery in Warrenton, Virginia. When I get out, we'll have a Celebrate Recovery there. Well, once we started it, it was wonderful because he became the worship leader and he was on fire. And the long and the short of it is he had a relapse and he died of heroin overdose 4 years ago in August. And Celebrate Recovery for me, my son started a program. Oof, hang on. My son started a program that I needed for my recovery when he died. So it's for the death of a loved one. It's for absolutely, you know, I really think every Christian needs Celebrate Recovery. I truly do. Because it's such a precious place for God to meet us and where we can be so real and so honest and so transparent. And we desperately need that in this day, especially in this day and age. And so that's why it's such an amazing program. None like it. And my son had been in so many other programs, and Teen Challenge, and we, with his help, tried so many different ways to find recovery. And he said, "Mom, the greatest program is not just one that is for alcohol and drugs, but it reaches the whole person, the entire person." And that's why it's so powerful and works so well.
And it's incredible just to see, even in your story, just what you said, that God used your son to create a program that you needed.
Yes. Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
And
I love the faith-based aspect. I feel like without that, how far are you going to get if you don't have God in it? So how does that work itself into Celebrate Recovery? How is faith brought into the picture?
We have a 12-step program that is based on the Beatitudes. And so every Thursday night we have a teaching on one of the steps. And then the following Thursday night we have a testimony. And the testimony is about people who have actually gotten the victory and become an overcomer and how they went through that journey. So it's, and then additionally, we have a men's step study group, which is, and a woman's step study group that meets on a different time it's almost like Celebrate Recovery on steroids. It just gets very down and very necessary and very intimate. Mm-hmm. And so folks who really want to work on their recovery would become part of that particular group as well. And so being a Christ-centered program is, you're absolutely right, if you don't put Christ in the center of your recovery, you work in vain.
How are people getting connected to Celebrate Recovery? I know that you mentioned one of the things would just be to raise awareness. Like that's one thing that can help the program grow and get more people involved. So how are people finding Celebrate Recovery and how do they start to get involved?
Well, of course, word of mouth through other folks who are in or have been in the program. And then the other would be is we have signage around town. And so we have flyers. My husband and I are chaplains at the hospital, and we also pass out to a lot of folks who are have many issues. So we will pass out Celebrate Recovery flyers, as do all the other chaplains. And so basically that's it. And that's why I think we're really asking for your support and help in getting the word out to folks who really need this.
Absolutely. As far as age ranges, is it pretty much just open to anyone?
18 and above.
Okay.
Yeah, it's age 18 and above.
And you mentioned that your son was a worship leader with Celebrate Recovery, and you've also mentioned dinner. So it sounds like there's like this whole big experience. It's not just everybody get in a room, sit in a circle and talk.
Right. So can I take you through a typical evening?
I'd love to hear it. Yes.
Someone will meet you out in the parking lot if it is your first time just to say hi and to encourage you to come in and fill out a name tag. And then you're introduced, if it's comfortable for you, to someone else. And then we eat at 6:30, and then at 7 o'clock we will have our large meeting. And the large meeting includes praise and worship, upbeat praise and worship. And then we go into a time of announcements and talking about the 8 steps or the 12 principles. And then after that is finished, the men will go into one room and the women will go into a different room. And that's where we share openly 3 to 5 minutes, or you can sit quietly and just listen. And then after that, we go back to the large meeting space, and we have what we call Crosstalk Cafe. Crosstalk means that you can crosstalk with your friends, get phone numbers, get to know the people, eat snacks, and it's just a good open place to have some serious fellowship. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what a particular night looks like.
So you mentioned then that the men and the women separate, and that's really, I guess, for more of the intimate sharing, the talking, yes, and things like that. So it that's the only separation, though? So it's not separated by, like, into further subgroups, like those who are battling this particular issue?
Not at this time, okay, although we're almost at a point where we will be having addiction. We will have chemical dependency groups and a life issues group, because we're getting to the point where we're getting larger than each little group has to be only 8, maybe 9 people. More okay than that, and people will kind of stay quiet and won't want to share with a group any larger than that. So we're at the point now where we're almost going to have to separate into chemical dependency and life issues.
Gotcha. That's actually a good visual then, because I'm picturing like a huge, yeah, room full of people, but you really do try to keep it very small and intimate.
Absolutely.
In the sharing portion.
Yeah, and we have leaders for each group that have been trained. So yeah, it's a really good place to share your stuff.
So the leaders, are they people who have gone through the program, or are they like trained, yes, counselors?
No, they're not trained counselors. They are people who have gone through the program and have gotten recovery themselves,
okay,
have gone through step studies and other training that Celebrate Recovery offers. We're not there to fix anyone. We're there to help and support and encourage them. God does the fixing.
There you go. And it's, yeah, a judgment-free zone.
Yes, ma'am. And it totally is. Totally judgment-free.
Oh, amen.
Yeah.
So then I guess the only other thing that I would have would be just for those who are listening right now who maybe have been looking for something like this, what is the best way for them to get connected to Celebrate Recovery? Where can they go to find out information near them?
Our Facebook is Facebook at Fuck Your Celebrate Recovery is where they can find information. And Fuck Your Celebrate Recovery website. And they can also call 347-7448. That's the office.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a Fuck Your Celebrate Recovery ministry leader there that can also answer their questions. His name is Bob, and he'd be more than happy to answer their questions. And so that if they would like to privately talk online with him, that would be wonderful.
Awesome. Well, Pam, thank you so much for your time today. I am grateful to have had the chance to speak with you and to share the good things that Celebrate Recovery is doing and will continue to do in the new year. Just thank you for everything that you do. And if you'd like more information, of course, you can hear this again right on our website, WPER.org, where we will also have a link on how you can connect with Celebrate Recovery. Have a great day.